All right, guys, we're from Houma, Louisiana, down the bayou. And if you're just joining us, our name is Baby B.
Brothers Joe and David Stark, a.k.a. Baby B, take the main stage at noon. With rock and roll hooks and a swamp blues backbeat, the band gets a crowd of 20-somethings dancing. But Joe Stark says the music they're drawing from is classic.
We really like a lot of the old 50s rock and roll stuff, like Chuck Berry. We really like Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, the beginnings of rock and roll, and then all of the British stuff, which is actually how we learned about all the other stuff anyway.
It's full circle. Here we are, white dudes from the South trying to sound like British guys trying to sound like white dudes.
You just nailed it. Now I can tell everybody what our band says.
After their show on the main stage, Baby B is rolling into Hartley Vay Theater to set up for their after-party show. Chris Brooks, this year's festival chair, is there to congratulate them.
Killed it.
Oh, thanks, man.
That sounded really good.
Brooks says a lot of people don't realize that Baton Rouge has such a rich blues history.
New Orleans has jazz. Lafayette has Zydeco. One thing Baton Rouge can hang its hat on is the swamp blues.
The Blues Festival began in 1981 and continued until 1994. During the festival's 14-year hiatus, Tabby's Blues Box kept the music playing downtown. Mayor Kip Holden got a grant to get the festival going again in 2008.
I remember going over to Tabby's and telling people, I promise you that when I'm elected, we're bringing the Blues Fest back. Now it's come back bigger and better than ever before.
It's 3 o'clock, and longtime festival attendee Brian Hanlon and his wife are at the main stage at Galvez Plaza to watch CC Adcock and the Lafayette Marquis.
I've watched this grow from small little yellow-striped tents and handfuls of people. It's something to watch this whole thing have grown from what it was then to what it is now.
The crowd fills two city blocks around the state capitol. This year's festival features 10 artists, 9 of which are either from Louisiana or have lived here. Some are new to the scene, like Baby B, and some have been playing the blues for as long as they can remember.
You used to be my parting joy. I love you, baby.
I'm here to agree, the piano. I've been doing this about 75 years.
At 88, Gray has outlived most of the bluesmen he's played with.
Well, I played with all the big boys in Chicago, and all of them died. Sonny Boy Williams, Howlin' Wolf, Elmo James, a whole lot.
It's the last set of the day. Bobby Rush is on stage, and more people are on their dancing feet. Claire Olson, WRKF News.
Hey, fellas, fellas.